So that's why in Torah you have a translation of the Sheirish into something concrete, which with the halacha, which then becomes the ma'is itself. Okay, so that's the chibur of this mishnah, the other mishnah. Lefikach nakat kinim u'pischi din nida. Zachel is done befrat, and it is taka, you know, I mean, the sort of kashes itself of all the halachas. I mean, it's kind of they do tend to be kind of the exotic halachas. Why those? So basically what you have here is a big balagan of sveikas and different ifanim of complicated sveikas. That's in kinin. V'chein pischa nida. Haini nida shavdu p'sacher, t'olei m'sheni yadasi m'meres m'yizivoy m'eni dafe. V'zal shum pischa nida. M'echim p'sa sfirat. V'eil v'dvarim afakav shen lochus eila medam rak m'sofik shira. V'yesh lal zadas kim shen lochus eila rak m'shul sofik ein zi guf halocha. V'nachzab guf halocha ak dava vada el sofik m'yiv dasa. In other words, a person would think that he doesn't have a real Shem Torah because it's Ke'ilu, the dinim are X. If you don't know what to do, the Seda, so it's an Eitzah or it's something, you know, the halacha wasn't meant to be that way, let's put it that way. The halacha was meant to be that you count straight, that you mafrish two birds, and so on. So I would thought that this doesn't have a Shem Guf halacha. In other words, we're talking about something that he did wrong. We're talking about an anomaly. This is not the derech. It's like if I were to give you a question to determine about the gravity. And then I would add, by the way, there's something blocking the fall, or whatever it is. So that's not chachma, that's being mafkir chachma, it's not good. And I would think that's not bidaka chachma, rochol shite vadois, avdosh is sovik, and it's chachma. The chachma is the guf adov is always the rirus adov, not the sovik adov. It's like somebody would say, it's like when you learn Rambam, you always learn the principle involved. This is the din. This is Shulchanuch deals with okay, Shasat Chak, B'makum Sheinu Matzui, Nochon LaHachme, that whole array of fitting the psak to human reality. To us, it seems to be less Chachma. Learning the Rambam, you learn the Guf Halachas, you learn the Etzem Din. Shulchanuch is a practical sefer and helps you with life, but you're short changing a little bit the Etzem Halacha. So that's why he's telling you that despite the fact that it's not shayach to I would think it's not shayach to her, kamashmal is shayach to her. Now, he doesn't really explain why. And it's interesting to think a little bit why that is. Micah Mashalan. And I think the Nekuda is that since Torah is given as a Torah's Maisa, and since it Shtolzach Tzu, the people, it's fake, just like the Torah gave us Dinim of Roiv and Chazaka, and all sorts of halachas like that are Paskin Torah, it Paskin's fake is because Adrabe, in the same Havana that Torah is Chaim, and there's a Tzustel to people in the Maisim, so Mel is a Tzustel to people in the Matzavim. People do mess up things. People do Fatashka things. So with Mela, Sveikas goes into that into that halacha. I mean, that's he doesn't say it, he just leaves it playing, but I think it fits in a little bit with what he's saying, that since Torah needs to be makash the shayrish with anafim, then the world of sfeikas is also there. But kufi, even though it's interesting, we do have a klal that the Torah doesn't speak about sfeikas. Is sfeika kavshmai mika? In other words, there's a Torah had a pask on sfeikas, but there's not. But the Torah itself doesn't create sfeikas. The Torah itself doesn't deal with a suffix because the Torah itself is telling you clearly this mean that. The Torah can't tell me specifically that a suffix min behema min chaya this and that. We have sfeikas. What the Torah gave us a whole a set of halachas had to deal with sfeikas, and that translates itself into these inyanim. Vatkufis hu halacha mazus. So now he's going back to the other part of the Mishnah. So we have kinyan pischa nida, there's a chiddush there. I would think that it's something which is a something which is only sfeikas, and the Torah doesn't deal with it. Vatkufis hu halacha mazolus. Dovah zanikat kufis. So I'm not sure if he means mamish medida tishpeiros, meaning arithmetic of sorts and measurements, or does it mean you know that lemaisa? That's what a gematria, you know, what we do with gematria. I'm not sure. The dovah zanika gematrias. He says, Kinen and Pischa Lachis are there only because of somebody messed up. The Alpize Boeste Alochis, the Eloste Chochmes, Heinet Kuvis Gatrius, Hemuchyam Chochm, the Shemon Seker Klau. You're talking about the two most solid sciences, astronomy. Is not theoretical. It's, you know, the moon is either there or it's not there. You know, everything is in the old days, even today, in biology, there were things about derech hashara, different states of the world. But in terms of diuk and absolute hechleach, astronomy and math were the two most important ones. The imkolze. So that's still not it. So he says, and the reason is, and that he's mamsh, says, "Dov debar sefer tiferes ki ika chachma hi b'teira ubalachis ubehilchis amitzvus v'dov zeh tzachzod k'mo she'achach b'shav lo b'shach chachmas v'elach kad k'arach m'kemi." So what he says is that the reason why their paparos l'chachma is because Chochma, let's go back a second. If we to ask ourselves, what is they have in on the Uzi's rifles? They, you know, it's a very, very good rifle and so on. And they also have at the end of it, I don't know, the is a can opener. It's a bottle opener. There's one part of it. It has like a little niche in it to open a bottle, something. So somebody is going to sit in Clara Hakira. Is the Pshar and Uzi a gun that can open up bottles also? Or is the bottle opener that can also fire shots? So, you know, obviously, it's a cute Shaila for Purim. It's no Shaila to Metzias. You look at what was it created for? What did they make it for? And, you know, there are obviously many ramifications. But what was it made for? A person who Akash Boko gave a person das first and foremost to do tov and ra, to find food and everything else. A person could have been like a Baal Chayim. Akash Boko gave us das so that we can deher what is right and what's wrong and so on and so forth. So any chachma which does not have as its matara the learning daft, the understanding what's right and what's wrong, is sacha kola hichetimtzedik chachma. So arithmetic, so math, is a, it forms a logical construct for understanding. So it's chashem that way, it's meisus onto the world, chashem another way, but it's always chashev in terms of what it can accomplish towards the main goal, as opposed to chachma of Torah, which is the chachma ikris. So even the chelik in Torah that seems to be off on a tangent, but it's dealing, its subject matter is with dealing with the right and the wrong, and therefore it's shayach to the ikr, you know. And meirichki, so the things that are not ikr chachma, the things that are not nagat yiddishkeit, those are things that are often tzad, and they're not the gufelachis. V'zeh asher rotza tana bar makina pischa nida hinein gufelachis, doma sheinein gufe teira. That's the hadgasha when he speaks about gufe halacha, as instead of saying gufe teira. He says, Unfortunately, my precious Drachim, on Mazut is a Talmud Chochim, the Masik Schmeitzi Behilchus, a Kloima. Kika Shalomet Schmeitzi Behilchus, a Dovazinko precious Drachim. Shaderechu Nivdul Mer Drachim Alchim Yimino Ismoil, it's a Derechorach Nocha Shalroy Leleches. Behind Talmud Chochim Shmasik Schmeitzi Behilchus, a Derechu Alch Beyer Shalom Habo. So there's a famous Gemarian site where it says that, Torah is Nim Shal Torah, Marshal, someone is going in a dark way, and he was scared of all sorts of things. And so the minute he had an avuka, so the barkonim and the kreitzim moved away, and then when it came light, the listim went off. But a dying doesn't know which derech he's going until there's a precious drachim. So the word is, it's like a marshal. I don't know in England how they have, but in America, they have a matzav like this. You're traveling on a road. So the same road for parts of it has two dinim. It could be the 495 beltway, and it could be the 95 north-south highway. It could be the 70, and it could be the 40. Because it happens to be that in one part, this highway and the other highway merge. So that's when a person is traveling on a road, and I see a car driving on a road that has two or three different names to it because it's really it's serving two or three roads, then I don't know where he's going to. The fact that he's traveling this road is no raya he's going to end up in Florida or in California or wherever, because the road itself is betzim a combination of two or three roads. When the road becomes when the road splits, and now you have to make a decision where you're traveling on this road or this road, with which din were you traveling, then there's a brirut that sharpens it. So the precious drachim is ki'ilu the makom of birur, and that's what is masik shmeitz libelsa means, that there's a halois birur over there. On. Okay, he says far here. He says like this. Now, tachlis, what's the midpoint? What's the nekuda? Well, kachal mishashen alachas shalacha psuka hu ashen noitim in emes leimin leysmoil hu shemiras chayin haba. So alacha is of the quality, the fact that it forces you to make a very specific hakdara, a specific decision. That's why it brings shalom haba. Doesn't mean somebody's not learning halachas psukis shein adav akacha. Aval halacha psukia ulam habor vagomer. There's an akuda in halachas psukis that give brirus. V'zeh shom akan kine pischadinim hein guf halachas adam tzichem nechayam habo legamri. Shamanich haseilo. V'zeh shikot teres moishet teira. Mipnei shuloshon hayra. It sort of points the way. Kateir moira derech olam habo. Mishom egil pashtoch nitzim ikulo. So Loch is very specific and gives you that nekuda. Kederach hazeh utzorach hayroa kudeh atzamoit. Uve medesh, Avram Esorah kenim boim bayomim, zokin zeshkona shnei lomis, bo bayomim bo beduplin. It means a duality, double, two things, like du. Vebrach eme befilon mifurich chaylam haba. A straight road to olam haba. Yirish befiloin mokom yosho pasuach. Adkan. Harei lecho, ki oylam haba yisho derech yosho, asher noite limin esmoil. Vua derech shomegiach oylam haba, ki oylam haba nivra biyud ishiktano. Olakach haderech hayosho shunocheach hanekudu shu yud, tzamoit. That which it says, by the way, that which it says, oylam haba is like a nekuda, small, hard to get in. It's not the pshat, it's small to make it hard for people to get into. It's small because emes comes with a very sharp nekuda. There are a trillion ways not to be emes, but emes is only one nekuda. Well, if you can imagine that Tana, kinu pischenida, it's a lema kinu pischenida, shem sveikis. Ba'aloche mevar ha-maisa shi'asada shayelchu mitoich er v'asafim. Bedova zeh, ולפיכם גוף הלוחס שהלוחם בר ההילוך משה הדרוכים. ולכך נקרא לוחם כמו שסבר. ובשביל כן הנה גוף הלוחס, ועליהם כעצם הם נאמה הליכס אוילם לוי. כל מי שעסק בהלוחס זכר היום הבא, שמליכו יצא בדרך המפולש חיילם הבא, ותקופס גמטריס אינם דרך ולוחם כל שמי חיילם הבא. So even though they are good, they are of the nature of chachma, but it's a chachma that's not in any track. It's not the chachma of olam haba. Perhaps you could look at kinnu pischit nida keilu shneim gamkin einam rak cheshben. Kasha takinin misarvin pischit. So betzim, a person sitting and learning is using the same type of mind for kinnin and pischit nida as he is for math puzzles. Very interesting that the morale of all people would say this. That people would find their chayfets in Sifrei Halacha, but if you wouldn't look at us from Snui Nefesh Chachamim, Sifrei Tiferes Hayachum Zalavayad of the Barichus. It's very interesting because the Maral sees himself, his Mahalach also being that way. Sort of even in the Agadata, he's trying to focus on a point and so on, in a very specific point and cut it in a very sharp way and so on. But just interesting. I mean, he's obviously talking about other Chachmas.
It's just an interesting thing.